Hi, Danielle. Dave here. Good question with regards to Google PageRank, and you're right, it hasn't updated in the longest of times. They're actually slowing down the rate at which they're updating it, and there's kind of a little bit of a debate as to the importance of PageRank anymore, or quite the way that it used to be used. Matt Cutts, who's Google's spokesperson, has kind of come out and told people to, hey, stop focusing on it. And you'll actually see sometimes when you run some searches, even for competitive phrases, and you'll do some analysis of those top 10 websites that come up for that phrase. And oftentimes, they'll have ones that are zero page rank or one or two page rank. So I know for some of the real competitive phrases, oftentimes you'll see a good solid page rank, but more and more we're starting to see websites with low page rank appear because Google's starting to take into account a whole lot of other factors in when it's determining how it should rank a site. Now that page rank algorithm has a lot to do with the backlinks coming through to a website. And backlinks used to be the core part of Google's algorithm. It used to determine what a popular site was based on its backlink profile. But that's actually just becoming a piece now in a very big picture. For example, the Panda update really targeted a lot of on-page factors. So with those on-page factors, it's like they applied a quality score to your website. So no matter how good your backlink profile was, if you had a real low quality score, your website wouldn't rank really well. So by Google not updating this page rank, it's like them sending a clear message that, hey, it's just not as important as it once used to be. So it's better to follow the guidelines that I outlined in the presentation and follow Google's best practice, and that's going to give you the best chance of ranking. If you've got any more questions, of course, by all means, you can continue to tweet me or head over to my website and I'll help out as best as I can.